Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And me, unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Gelk. Slightly different episode for you this week, guys. Due to technical difficulties, our really rather fabulous episode that we had recorded for you earlier in the week has been delayed, let's say. But rather than leave your poor ears bereft, we thought we would dig through our archives and pull out one of our absolute favourite interviews of all time, Jamie Greenberg. If you don't know Jamie, she is a fantastic makeup artist and quite frankly, one of the funniest people I have had the pleasure to sit down and have a cup of tea with. So there's that to look forward to. She works on a lot of celebrities. She is always on Insta stories being just really quite too funny for her own good. I don't stand for it. But no, she's brilliant. We really loved her. And yeah, we interviewed her a while back. So unless you've been with us since the beginning, thanks guys, or you've been back through the archives, this was an interview you might have missed and we definitely thought it deserved a second airing. So until we're back with our complete episode next week, here is Jamie Greenberg, the full coverage interview.
Testies 1, 2.
Hey, that's how this is going
to
go.
So guys, we are incredibly lucky today to have the very fabulous, that's an understatement, Jamie Greenberg with us.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
That was a good intro, right?
Can I move in with you?
So we're all having a little Beyonce moment right now with our mics, feeling very, very special. And we've got a few questions we'd like to ask you, Jamie.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think the first thing, everyone who is both a makeup lover and wanting to get into makeup will want to know how you got into the beauty industry.
So I am like Drake. I started from the bottom and now I'm here. I literally started just loving makeup and doing makeup on friends in college. And when I graduated, I went into the industry that I had studied in college, which was film. But after a while, I was like, this isn't, I'm a people person. I like to do makeup. And I got a job at Ulta. It was like Sephora's, when I worked there, it was like Sephora's ugly stepsister, but it's really come a long way and it's a great store. And then after Ulta, I went to Bloomingdale's and I worked at Ulta for about a year. Then I worked at Bloomingdale's for 2 years.
Was it Bloomingdale's in New York?
In Los Angeles.
In LA.
Yeah,
nice.
The Beverly Center. What? They had a great discount. I spent all my money that I made, which wasn't very much, on all the clothes and shit.
Most makeup artists have that story.
It's like the same thing. But I really honed my skill there. And then when you're in a place like Los Angeles, you meet a lot of people that are in the industry. So I would meet people and they'd be like, can you do my cousin's wedding? And then you'd do the cousin's wedding. The cousin's wedding like was a producer for like a show. And they're
That's
like,
so LA. Yeah.
It is. So it is. It's like, and then you just, it's like a networking game. Yeah. So if you have personality, and that's important, like if you like smell good,
yeah, that's
you're
a great
clean,
tip.
Yeah, you have like a, you know, a little.
It's very warm in LA right now. I can't commit to any of the above.
Right now, I'm not smelling so hot, but that's okay. But yeah, so that, and then I literally parlayed from there and never thought of celebrity makeup, like just wanted to do makeup. Mm. So honed my skills, got to know product really well, working and faces like. Because in a department store, if you do someone's makeup and they look great, they buy everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they don't look great, they just kind of, it's like an awkward blind date. They're just kind of like, thanks.
Bye. Yeah. I don't want to see you again.
So then you would be like, what could I have done differently? Because there would be like textures or, you know what I mean? So I really, it was a great education. That's why I said, like, you don't need to go to makeup school. You need to do faces.
Yeah. And don't you find as well, it's that thing as a makeup artist, like we've kind of touched on this earlier when we were chatting, like, you know, anyone can make a 15-year-old model look beautiful. It's almost that thing of if you need to be able to do every skin type, every skin color, every age. And that's such good advice.
It's such good advice. Someone gave me that advice. They're like, anyone can put makeup on a model, but like to put makeup on your like 77-year-old aunt Beatrice.
And make her a hottie.
And make her a hottie. Make her an aunt I'd like to beep, you know, and you gotta be good. So it's about honing your skills. And then I just met people and they would like do this. Yeah. And then I started assisting people and I was like, wow, yeah, there's this whole celebrity world. That's so exciting to me. Yeah. And then the rest is his. I assisted. I mean, I did a lot of grunt work to get where I am. Mm-hmm. So I feel
you
like
you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you just have to have a really successful Instagram or YouTube and then you, well, they, oh, the door opens yeah, wide for you.
I mean, that yeah, kind of brings us to our next question. We were going to say, one thing I wanted to know, like your opinion on is how you think the industry has changed now versus when you first started as a makeup artist.
Yeah, I mean, like,
because it is different.
You had to put in a good like 5 years at least
yeah,
before you got to like be in the arena of doing big people. Yeah. And now I think... a lot of people just want to, if you're popular, it's just finding your niche of people. If you're popular and you have a lot of followers, somebody else, like some celebrity that is really about getting followers will want to use that makeup artist because they have followers. Cause it's like a trade off. It's like, we're in the same category. We have millions of yeah, followers. So I think it's great. I mean, like, I don't want to hate on it because I think it's so great that people can, you know, take advantage of it any way possible. I'm just grateful that I have found my niche of girls that still use me and like me, whether I have 10 subscribers or, you know what I mean?
Well, so, for those of you guys who don't know, you have to check out Jamie's YouTube channel. It is A, brilliant, B, hysterical. I feel like you bring the comedy and the beauty. Yeah.
So do you.
So I don't know if I'm funny. I think I'm like...
I think you're funny.
I think it's like people feel sorry for me.
No! You guys look like young, sober, ab fab.
Oh, I'll take that.
I mean, we can't always claim the sober. But
yes,
I mean,
for right now.
We just drove. So
yeah, it's all good. Today is all yeah, good.
Okay, well, tonight is another story.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it is. It's interesting. I've even seen, obviously, we both have YouTube channels now. And I think the demand for makeup artists, and it's more than just being a makeup artist now. And I think a lot of it is about your personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, you work with some fabulous people. Kristen Stewart, name
yes,
one.
Thank
that
you.
Must be amazing working with her. What's
She's
that like?
Amazing. She's so beautiful. She's just like one of those faces that you like dream to work on. Because we were talking earlier, you guys weren't with us, but we were talking earlier about how, you know, you see these makeup artists who do such beautiful faces and you think, wow,
yeah,
they're amazing. But really, when you get to work on one of these type of faces, you realize like, no, I'm not that great. She's just gorgeous.
That's brilliant.
I think that's such a skill. And I worry as though this is the thing that keeps me up at night. But the thing that I worry about with the massive rise in Instagram, you know, trends and makeup artists, if you will, which I could never purport to be. I'm just like a makeup fan. But you guys are real makeup artists who work as makeup artists. That's how you make your money, doing makeup for other people. Mm. And the thing that I worry when I see Instagram is these people that do incredible makeup on themselves but couldn't necessarily repeat it on anyone else.
Yeah, and it's weird because the pay scale of my industry has changed completely. Like when I was assisting, the people I was assisting were making like millions, like yeah, in the millions. And yeah, now they're lucky if they make like a half a million, you know? So that's still a lot of money, but it's changed the whole game. Sponsors will sponsor somebody that does makeup on themselves yeah, and has never touched a person.
Yeah, and this is it. If people that might have previously gone and done that 5 years of grunt work like you did aren't going to do that now, because like, who wants to put in 5 years of earning nothing and doing yeah, all the work when you could just go on Instagram, put a picture up and make twice as much money? But then we're going to run out of makeup artists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a really weird, it's a weird time in
yeah,
our industry.
Yeah, I agree.
It's very odd. And it's like, at first I was a little annoyed by it, but then I was just like, I really am a believer that like everything happens for a reason, and what's you're going to get, you're going to get, and you just have to enjoy it and yeah, just deal with it. But it's just, it's weird. And I mean, the whole culture of the Instagram look and yeah, kind of that Kardashian, you know, I'm just going to say it because they contour, started a mm-hmm, real like yeah, trend of makeup. And there are other people that unfortunately they're not as social. They're not on Instagram. And you know what I mean? They no, might be on Facebook.
Yeah.
But there is a whole, there's millions of people that want to have their makeup done like that rather yeah, than the trend, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I look now at the brows on Instagram and I'm like, they could have their own zip codes.
I'm afraid of them.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah. Then I look at like, look at my brows from the 90s. We took nothing our brows left. Off. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, we'll see what happens, yeah. You know, we'll see what happens. And I think that, you know, it is, there's no like you used to have like show up on time, be nice to people, have a resume. And now that's all been thrown out the door. It's like,
totally.
You can have a sex tape and be fucking your stepdad. And like,
please do that.
Can,
if that gets you more followers.
You have
we're
followers?
Not advising it. Yeah. We're not recommending that to our listeners. We're speaking hypothetically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think, like you say, I think there's going to be a shift. I think all that's going to change because this can't sustain itself.
Yeah. No, it's like, it feels dirty.
I always think there's almost like two different, like not ideals, but I mean, obviously everyone has their own ideal of beauty and that's great. But it almost feels like we were saying about this shift. Like I think we've seen brands now like Glossier coming in that are kind of promoting, you know, clean. They'll leave a spot on their Instagram on a girl because it's like, it's not about being perfect. You know, it's kind of shattering that illusion. Because I think that's the other thing that I find hard as a makeup artist is people will see, for example, Kardashian style. I guess that's kind of the best way to describe it, like the contouring and stuff. And if someone wants to look like that, I'll be like, look, unless there's a softbox in front of you,
exactly,
you you're gonna look lighting. Like you're wearing so much makeup.
And I'm sure you've seen people in person, like you work in YouTube, and I used to do a lot of stuff with Michelle Phan's network and Endemol Beyond, and they had so many makeup, you know, gurus that would come in, and like in person, like on camera, they're gorgeous. And then in person, you're like, whoa. Like, I mean, it's drag makeup. It's stage makeup. It's theater makeup. And with the right lighting, you look like Cher. Like, you look amazing.
But,
And I just always laugh because I'm...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Like, what happens, like, when I grew up in a time, like, makeup was big. Like, smoky eye was, like, as crazy as you got with, like, fake lashes. But, like, if you woke up in the morning with that drag face, like... What do you do?
It's dirty
like
pillows.
coyote ugly.
Just
you
new
know?
Pillows every week.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I was in England a couple of weeks ago and we went out in Sheffield on a Saturday night, which was my first time going out in Sheffield on a Saturday night in a very long time. And in Sheffield, the ladies like to dress up. They like to bring their A game.
Yes.
And their A game from a distance looked amazing.
Yes.
And their A game close up was terrifying.
It's like a Monet.
Yeah, and I'd done my makeup to go out and I looked like
did
I'd
you
maybe
feel underdressed?
I looked like I'd spat on a tissue and rubbed it
isn't
across
that
my
funny?
Face and I had a full face of makeup and they were all taking selfies and they had made themselves up for selfies.
It's amazing. It's an amazing craft. It's just like it's just not my vibe.
That's exactly how I describe it. I can totally respect it and if it makes you feel good by all means
do
rock it.
Yeah.
Absolutely rock it.
They were killing
it. But it will never be the kind of makeup that I
it's not your aesthetic.
It's not my aesthetic.
I can look at anyone, like really anyone, and I truly see beauty. I truly see a beauty in everyone's face. So I think that you hide. I mean, look at me. I mean, you guys, I'm naked right now. I look
you
literally,
look like
they
babe.
Can see everything, guys. Like, I'm also.
She's not actually naked. I'd
I
like
don't know.
To
is
out.
She? I mean, it's a podcast. They'll never know, Harry.
They'll never know. I'm 6 months pregnant. I have full 70s bush. I'm just kidding. Can I say that? Can I say that?
Yes.
But I'm like so scary right now. And I look at myself and I was like, there's a couple things I like to do to tweak myself to look presentable, even my skin tone out, maybe a lash or a gloss or a color in my cheeks. Mm. But to completely change like who you are is just like never going to be my aesthetic because I think it's you're hiding too much.
Amen.
Yay.
Cheers.
Preach.
Preach.
Cheers.
Well, coming back to, I mean, I salute you, Jamie. You're a babe.
I really thought you were going to say coming back to the full 70s book.
You want to talk about the bush?
Let's all get about
it. I can't find it.
I think our first podcast we ever did, we talked about a product that was like lube about 3 minutes.
And I'm wearing it right now. It's the best. It's like a primer.
I bet Jamie knows it.
Really? It's a J1 jelly primer.
No way.
So good.
You can use that for a primer?
Well, It's not lube. It looks like lube. It sounds like lube. It's packaged like lube.
KY.
It feels like lube. Yeah.
But it's not. Have you tried it as lube?
Not well. The problem is, it kind of does the opposite of lube because it actually ends up.
Sticky.
It comes out like a lube-esque jelly, and then it sort of goes tacky.
Something that gets stuck in there,
and no one wants that
because it's supposed to hold things in place, right?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I've got a different job to do. Yeah, poor Jeff.
So moving from lube, much as we have a lot of love for lube on this chat, on this podcast,
the tone.
It's all good. It's all good. I want to know: is there a makeup tip that a client's taught you? Have you learned anything like from your clients that you kind of feel like, ooh, that's something
you know,
I'm going to keep?
There was a client. Do I say who it is, or is it better?
You can whatever you.
Okay, so Tracy Ellis Ross, I worked with for a while, and she, her mother is like Diana Ross, who's legend. So Diana apparently did her own makeup.
Amazing.
And she might have done her hair too. But so I was doing Tracy one day, and we were kind of smoking out the bottom of her bottom lash line.
Yeah.
And I was like, she was going like this, and she goes, you know, let me show you a trick that my mom does. And I was like, let me see. So she took her like pointer finger and put it parallel with her, you know, under eye makeup on the bottom lash line and pushed and pulled upwards like this. And all the coal liner like went like this in like a wing. Like
almost
a wing.
My jaw just dropped.
Yeah. And I was like, holy shit. So like every time we wanted to do that look, she would literally, and I'm now, if you guys could only see where the mic is,
because
I'm using both my fingers, I would smoke out the bottom of her lashes, and then she would take both fingers at the same time, go like this, and go like that, and it would be done.
Genius.
That's so
genius.
Cool.
Try it. Yeah.
Try it.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, it was great.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah,
we'll be on the beach practicing.
See, you don't need brushes. You just need an imagination.
You don't.
Oh, man. And Diana Ross is your mother.
Yes,
yeah.
That too. Because let me tell you, the fashion on this girl, oh, amazing.
Well, it's funny, actually, her being Diana Ross's daughter, because you have a daughter yourself,
yes.
Don't you? Is she kind of interested in makeup? Yeah, because I know she's quite young.
Yeah, it's funny. She's like kind of a tomboy, but she loves a cat eye. And so I put one on her once, and then every once in a while she'll be like, Mommy, will you put the cat eye on me? I'm like, yeah. And I love it on her. She's six. Yeah.
I need to look fabulous.
We're going to the mall.
I love it.
We're going to Target. Let's get that cat eye on, girl. She loves it, and I love it. I think it's so cute. And sometimes she'll be like, can I do a lip? And she'll be like,
does she come in like your bathroom and like play with your stuff?
Yes.
Will she kind of be like, Mom, what's this?
Yes. And my son gets into it, but he just gets into it because it's messy and colorful.
Oh,
sweet.
It's crayons.
I love it.
Really, really expensive.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Like, I actually shuddered when you said that. I'm like,
yeah. You're like, no, that's wrong. And then I guess we couldn't not ask, what are your kind of unsung heroes? We feel like, what are your,
favorites?
Desert island. Like someone says, Jamie, you get, should we say three? Is
three?
That really?
I mean, it's never enough. So
it's never enough.
We've got to cap it somewhere.
We'll say three and see what you come
So
up
right
with.
Now, I'm really feeling, there's a cream that Sicily makes. It's called Sicily, but it's called like Sicilia.
Sicilia.
Yeah.
We need to check this out.
And it's like $400 or $500, which I had no idea until I went on their website and was like, that. And I was like, but I am telling you guys, first of all, it smells like the best spa you've ever been
to. Oh, they have such good smells.
Oh, my God. Oh. And it really, because I love an instant change. And because when you're working on a client, you get them in your chair. You want the makeup.
For long.
You don't have them for long. Sometimes they like to smoke and stay out all at night and drink. And you need to make them look like well-rested and great. This cream is like magic to me. Like it really, it's like better than the magic cream that Charlotte put out. Like, watch it there. But I do love that too. But
we love that too, and it's not $400. So
yes.
It's an alternative.
That's a very good point, Lindsay.
Splurge or
save.
Credit card or bank loan.
Exactly. Okay, so that's one. You've got two more.
I mean, I guess I've always and will forever love Laura Mercier's hydrating primer.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Golden oldie.
It is. Yeah. It just works on everybody. It's great. I mean, every once in a while, someone will be like, it's tingling a little bit. But I think, I'm like, it's working. Yeah. Please don't go red on me.
I'm going to steal that one.
Yeah. It's definitely working. That means it's working.
That means it's working. Yeah.
So I love that. And, you know, I'm really into the Troy Surratt eyelash curler right now.
Interesting.
Yes, I've heard that that is one of the best.
It really is amazing. Yeah.
Okay, because I have the Kevin Aquan one.
And the Shu Uemura has been pulled from the UK, I read recently. Oh, really? They've pulled Shu. Yes. So people were saying what would be the best alternative.
Apparently, I heard that the same people who manufacture that Shu Uemura one do Lancome's.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So that Kevin Aquan one I had for a really long time, that one's great as
well. Yeah, I prefer that to Shu Uemura. Controversial.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, I like the Kevin Aquan one more.
Yeah, it's really good. And then I ordered some stuff from Troye Sivan because his eyeliner, his liquid liner, is another one. Have you tried it?
Ooh, the calligraphy with the refillable cartridges. Yes. We played with it in Sephora in Las Vegas because we're children.
But you didn't want to put it on your eye.
I have tried it.
Yeah, it's kind of epic. Like,
I'm a big liner fan. So.
Yeah, that's why you would love it.
That's going to happen.
It's also pricey. I feel like those are pricey. But
if they work, I feel like, you know, there's people, if liner is your thing.
And they are Sephora. Yeah. They are high street prices. I mean, they're the thicker end of pricey, but it's comparable to a Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Charlotte's the same price. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I would say, let me think of something drug story that I really, you know, I worked with some Almay products yesterday and they were really good. They have this tinted foundation that when you put it on your skin, it's like white.
Yes.
And then you rub it in and it changes. And I used it and it was, and I used it on like kind of medium to dark skin and it was fabulous.
Ooh.
I know. And their blush was fabulous too. I was kind of blown away.
I love a good drugstore buy.
Oh my God.
Very exciting.
Well, you guys will have to check that out. That definitely sounds like some good recommendations there. So I think that's pretty much all our time we have with you, Jamie.
You guys are... They gave me a mug. I feel like I didn't give you enough.
She goes away...
You gave us full 70s bush.
I did give you my bush.
You know? What else could we ask for?
Yes, we could even post that on your Facebook page if you want.
Oh, my... You're so good to us and all of
She's
our listeners.
She's so giving. This may be the most highly rated show we've had yet. For different reasons.
Yeah, it's not X-rated, but I mean, either way.
X-rated. Plus,
we know sex sells. Come on, we know.
Yeah, we should know. Clickbait.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jamie. We will leave links to Jamie's amazing YouTube channel down below and her Instagram. So definitely go check her out if you don't already know how amazing she is already.
You guys are so nice.
Thank you.
I don't have to go to therapy this week. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. She's just the best. She's actually just the best. I will link to Jamie's website, her YouTube channel, and her Instagram down below so you can check her out and you can enjoy all the lols as we have. Next week, we'll be back with a full episode with all of our new news, highlights of the week, and many, many, many thoughts on the recent Indie Beauty Expo in LA. Until then, if you have any questions, you can come and find us on Twitter at Full Coverage Pod, Instagram at Full Coverage Pod, and of course, Facebook, Full Coverage Podcast. If you go to our Facebook page, you will find a post at the top of the page that will link you to our closed group. Sounds very private and exclusive, but you'll definitely be accepted. In that Facebook group, you will find some of the finest people I've ever had the pleasure to chat about beauty with. That's a terribly structured sentence. I am a professional author, I apologize. But yeah, you'll just find a huge group of amazing people chatting about beauty, having a nice time, and generally being very lovely to each other. It's been a privilege to be involved in it. And I strongly encourage you to join. It's just a really lovely place if you're a beauty lover. Thank you so much for listening this week. I hope you enjoyed our Jamie interview and we'll be back with a full episode next week. Until then, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.